His friends Ashir should be a specialist chos for Abimoni Merazi Sheyichu. This topic is Asr Lakadesh is a Isha Chirena, not to marry a woman until you see her. It should also be as Chosulu Nishmas Maras Esther Vasr Shmuel. And we're going to be learning a tshuva of the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe Zechet Tzadli V'Kadosh L'Vracha. It's always a pleasure and it's chos to learn his Torah. This was written from Kiryat Sanz in Netanya, the beautiful Kiryat Sanz, on the 2nd of Nisan in 1970. This is when I was a fetus of about a month old. So we're going back a little while. In any event, the question is, fascinatingly enough, why is it that many Hasidim have a minug that the boy doesn't see the girl before he marries her? So generally today, when a Hasidish couple gets engaged, they meet once for a half hour, 40 minutes. Very often they have the party planned right after, because it's basically a done deal. The parents already made it, just last second thing. But he sees her, you know, she sees him, they speak a little bit. But there are many Hasidim who don't see each other at all. Says the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, Nishalti, Lama lo nehigi gabon? Why don't we have a minug? V'lo chazinu neitzer rabbanan k'shishai b'nesuei b'nehem? We don't see by the ancient rabbis in the marriage of their sons. V'hakbid al hachta osur l'olam l'kadesh esu'isha t'shirena. Be makbid on an open gemara in Kedushin mem aleph amid aleph, that it's osur for a man to be makadesh a woman until he sees her. And yet we're not so makbid on this. Why not? So now he engages in his beautiful analysis of the sources, and we're going to see where he takes us. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Ishah Halacha Yotes doesn't mention a lashon of iser. Roy lekadish ketana veloy kadish ishat shirena. Ain roy lekadish ketana veloy kadish ishat shirena. So he says it's not fitting to be mekadish ketana, and you shouldn't be mekadish a woman until you see her. So you already see here the Rambam doesn't use a lashon of iser. Ayin sham the Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. So too is lashon achinuch sof mitzvah kuf peches. V'gamar mishuroi lasses ken shlo yisa adam isha ad shirena. So it's roi tur and shulchan aruch even ezer. The beginning of Siman Lamed. Hey, write the lashon of Gemara of oser. So we have to understand why the Rambam and the Chinuch didn't use the same lashon of the Gemara oser. We also have to understand the lashon of Rambam, who says, Shemalotim Sachain Beino, Venimsa Megarsha, Shechevim of Usaina. Maybe she's not going to find favor in his eyes. And it turns out that he's going to divorce her, or he's going to sleep with her, and he's going to hate her. He's going to be repulsed by her, Chas Shalom. So therefore, he has to see her first. So why does the Rambam need to bring both in Yanim? Rambam says, she's not going to find favor in his eyes, and he's going to divorce her, or he's going to be Shechevim of Usaina. And the Gemara says, "V'tiskana alav rachmona amar v'haf l'recha kamocha." Mechinuch also, he writes, "Kadesh le'evu l'garsha chagachim tiskana be'enav." The Rambam has an arichos here that it doesn't say in the Gemara. Shema lo timsechein be'enav v'nimse megarsha. Mechinuch also mentions in of divorcing her. We don't want that to happen. The Gemara doesn't say divorce her. Just he'll be over v'haf l'recha kamocha. The Rambam adds, Shochevim of Husona. He's going to lie with her and he's going to hate her. Tzarech Bir. The Rambam in the 21st parak of Hilchos Rabbi Aloch Gimel says, Umutu l'stakel b'fnei ha'pnuyah l'vodka. You're allowed to look in the face of a single girl and check her out to see if she's attractive in your eyes. Kedei she'yirim hinoi be'inov yisayinov v'in b'zat tzad yisr. In order to see if she's pretty in his eyes, and I'll marry her, and there's no isur at all with the old. El Shiroi Lasses came. It's fitting to do such a thing. Avaloi Stakel Derech Znus. But he should not look in a licentious type way. Rayomer Bris Karasi Le'enai Ma Esboinin Al Basul. I made a covenant with my eyes. How can I look at a virgin? The Ravid writes, Chom Omru. So the Rambam Paskins, he's allowed to look. The Ravid says, Ho Ho Ho. Chachom Em Omru. Haitzur Merabon and also the Kedusha Yitzha Lidbaram Oritz Bahadei Dilma Mechalfa Le'minei. Al main derech tamut chochem bekach. So if they're right, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that a rabbinic student, a ben yeshiva, who's going to be a Makadish, a woman, should bring an Amaretz with him. Because they might switch her. He's going to get one girl, and then he's going to end up marrying another. He's going to think he's marrying one, he's going to end up marrying another. And he's not going to know the difference because he pasha didn't look. So therefore, he should bring the Amaretz who does look. So we see the right Zok the Ravid, that it's not the derech of a Talmud Chacham to look at the girl before you marry her. The Rav Magid says, "Vein zo asagel if he should tzur me rabbanu filin estakel bo botka pamachas lo yakirim yachlifua." It's not a kash in the Rambam, zok the Rav Magid, because a ben Torah, a ben yeshiva, when he looks at her once, v'zeo, he doesn't think about her afterwards, and he doesn't remember what she looks like, and they can change her also. So of course he looks at her once. He just doesn't look at her too much. The Amaretz, he already, you know. He does what Amaratzim do a lot. He stares at the girls, so he'll remember which one it is, so that he should bring the Amaretz along with him, because he notices. But the Talmud Chacham, the Ben Torah, the Ben Yeshiva, he doesn't look too well, so Memelo is a chashash, that there's a concern that they're going to switch her around with someone else. But he does look. Ayin Shem and the Magad Mishnah. The Ravid is very shver, and the Ravid seems to be so the Gemara. Onzer Gemara, Asur Lekadesh Achi Arena. And he says that you shouldn't look. The Gemara says it's Asur to marry her until you look. Also, why wasn't he Masig on the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus earlier on? In Surah Biyah, the Ravid gets in the Rambam's case. But in Ishus earlier on, when the Rambam says that you should look, the Ravid is silent. Why? Sarach Biyah. Tur Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer Siman Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel says, "Mutter l'stakel b'pnuy l'vot kuyim hiyofa she'isa ena lod el shiroi lasis kain." It's mutter to look at a pnuya, to check her out if she's pretty, to marry her, and not only that, it's fitting to do so. The Beis Yosef brings a makor from the Gemara also l'kadosh ad shirenam miloshen Rambam. So this is shveri. This is a lashon of mutter roi lasis kain v'lo iser yesh bedover. So, sir, like he says there in Simon Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph. So, why in Evan Ezra Simon Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel? He just says it's mutter. It's not just mutter to look at her. It's Asr not to. Sarich Biur. So we can say that in the Gemara, there's a machlokas bein shtei lashonos. According to the Lishna Kama, all you learn from the Mishnah there is mitzvah bo yosir mebishlucha. And then this Lishna Basra is also lodem lekadish esi isha ad shirena. There's a big arichus if the halacha is like the Ikad Amri, ayin avay dezara dav zayin omen alav tos diber maskel b'shel tar v'rosham b'simen gimel agab b'shel sofrim. Mechama mekoymus, shitisa Rambam isn't clear, and the tshuvas divrei emes and simen aleph, he's mitzadeh rak b'derech efsher, that according to the Rambam, if it's a Rabbonan, you paskin like the Ikad Amri. So here we're talking about a Dirabbonan. Everybody holds also Adam Lakadish Isha Shiren is only Din Dirabbonan. And mitzvah bo yosim b'shluch is also dirabbonan. So maybe the Rambam in the Chinuch only wrote royal asses came, but there's no iser because they paskin like the Lishna Kama, the Kula. Since we're dealing with a dirabbonan, the Rambam decided to go the Kula, and therefore it's not usser. It's not usser lekadish usser yishat shirena. We go to Lishna Kama that we learn from the Mishnah and Eish Makadesh that mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. We don't learn asur l'adam l'kadosh yad shiren, and therefore it's just roi, but it's not asur. We can also say that we have to understand what does it mean shemayir b'davar magune. He might see something disgraceful. The Rambam says he's going to end up divorcing her. L'chora, that's only shayich Aliba de Rabbi Akiva at the end of Gittin, that if he finds a woman who's prettier than her, then it's Mutter Lagarsha. Hashem came to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says he can marry her even Ekdicha Tavshila, even if she burns dinner. So he's looking at her to make sure that she's pretty enough, so he doesn't come on to Motzacharis Monoi Menais, that he'll find somebody prettier. So does he also have to test her out and see if she knows how to cook? Because Beis Hillel says Afilu Ekdicha Tavshila, so maybe he should check out her cooking prowess. So why does the Rambam say Achirena, that's only a Rabbi Akiva vort, but not according to Beis Hillel? Because if according to Beis Hillel, it's not enough to divorce her. He's not going to be able to divorce her according to Beis Hillel if Matzacher is Naimena. So we can say that that's why it's not enough for the Rambam to bring the reason of Gerushin. That's only Echshash Rochok, Shiavo V'yigar Shena. Ayin Begitten, Tzari Amar Aleph. So therefore it says, O Shochei Vima V'husona. That's a problem. He's not necessarily going to divorce her, but he's going to lie with her V'husona Chas V'shalom. And the Rambam felt that the reason of she is Nen is not enough. But there's also chash that the guy's going to get upset and he's going to divorce her and she's going to lose out because she was a psula, now she's a baula. And he's going to be over on Dalach Hasanai Lechavrech Lo Savit. And that's what the Gemara says, Mehaftel Vehaftel Recha Kamocha. So therefore, we're concerned. He's going to be over on Haflerecha Kamocha. Maybe he's going to divorce her, Kishitas Rabbi Akiva. And even on the Tzad, that he's not going to divorce her, then Shochei Vima V'husona. There are both reasons. If he divorces her, he'll be over on Haflerecha Kamocha because he'll really be messing her over. So he's going to put her in a disadvantaged situation now. It's much harder to get a shidduch once you've already been married. Now again, like we said, this is all according to Rabbi Akiva, that Matzah Cheres Hemena Megarsha. But according to Beis Hillel, why should we be Choshesh? It'll be over and divorce her just because she's not attractive enough for him. In the Rambam in the 10th Berak of Vilchus Gersh, Halacha Chof Aleph, he writes, Lo'yisa Adam Isha V'dayto Legarsha, shouldn't marry her intending to divorce her. And then he writes weiter, he shouldn't divorce his first wife unless he finds an Erev Az Dover. Shenemar ki matzav Erev Az Dover. Vein roi lo lemar l'shalech ishta rishon. It's not fitting to send away his first wife too quickly. In the Beis Shmuel and Simon Kuf Yotes, Sif Kotten Gimel, he says, l'chor et shver, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about this pasuk. Rambam seems to be passing on like Beis Shammai, that he should only divorce her if he finds an Erev Az Dover, some type of sexual infraction. And also the Rambam says it's not fitting to divorce her so fast. It's also difficult to understand. If he finds an Erev Az Dover, so then why not to be Mamayer? So maybe the Rambam was just Toifes Lishna Dekra, Ervas Dover, in other words, like Beis Hillel says, O Erva or Dover. Either an Erva or something else. And therefore the Rambam says, Ve'en roi l'mayer, etc., that even though it's mutter to be megarish mishum dover, like even hakdicha tafshila, nevertheless, since the Mizbeach is more to love the most, the Mizbeach cries when someone gets divorced, he shouldn't do it so fast. So we can say that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and the Gemara and Kedushin said a lashon of Isser, they hold like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore it's a chashash karov. And therefore they say it's Aser to be Mekadosh Tishat Shirena. Why is it Aser? Because he might, because that's grounds for divorce. A lack of attraction is grounds for divorce. Matzacher is Naimen. So Memela it's chashash karov. And therefore they use the lashon of Isser. But the Rambam Paskins like Bitz Hillel, and he says, no. That's the grounds for the either O Erev or O Dover. And nevertheless, the Rambam says, Velo Yemaher. He shouldn't divorce her so fast. And if so, if he's not going to divorce her so fast, so why are we so concerned? He's being told not to be so haste in his decisions. Be over and not divorcing her. He's not supposed to divorce her if Matzacher is Naimenu. So really, there's not that much of a concern. The Rambam says Lo Yemaher, and he's not going to divorce her so fast. And Matzacher is Naimenu was not proper grounds, according to the Rambam. So therefore, the Rambam didn't say a lashon of Isser. He just said, Eino Roy, because it could happen in the end he's going to divorce her, but because of attraction. But it's probably not going to happen, and therefore the Rambam didn't use a Lashon of Isser, because the Rambam is passing like Beis Hillel. And he just says, Eino Roy Lekacha Belishi Arena. Just that it's not fitting, but it's not Mamish Aser, because there's a very small, remote chance that it's actually going to bring to divorce. But according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, there's a much greater chance that it's going to bring to divorce, because they paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and a filu matzacher is naimenu. In the Beis Yosef, beginning of Siman Lamed Hey, and what the Torah says, Avalim Efshal Lakacha Ba'atzma Mutter, Ba'atzma, also Lakacha De Shaliach, if you can Kaddish yourself, is not allowed to do De Shaliach. The Kavanah Satur is, says the Beis Yosef, Ladakdek Bezadim Efshar, Gon Shibamokum Rochok Menu Vi Efshar, Lalelech Lamakom Leroyso, She Kvuda Basmelch Penim, Vaina Adam Yachal Leroyso, Loyanich Malakadish Bishvil Zed Lomro Asra Lahecha De Efshar, that what he means is, that if she's really far away and he can't get there, or she's very, very tsanua, nobody can see her, he shouldn't just refrain from being mekadesh her because of this. Because when it says, oh sir, you have to see her first, it's only when it's possible. When it's not possible, then you can marry her anyway. So it would seem to be a kol shekein. If he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's tsanua, and he's a Yoshev Ohalim, that's also like Yevsher. And it's a kal v'chomer. If alts her kol kavuda bas melech penima were matir, them to be over on this Asarachi Arena. So Kolshken Kshuba Atzmo, Tsanua Male, and he doesn't want to be involved in the Medelech before he's married. Just he wants, you know, the only woman he ever wants to talk to is and look at is his wife. So therefore he doesn't look at her before. So maybe that's a heter. So we have so far Gevaldik that the Rambam doesn't Paskin Lashon Isser. And we have a heter in the Beis Yosef Alpi the Tur, that in the cases of the Efshir, you're allowed to marry without getting looking, and one of the Efshirs is that she's very modest. So if he's also that modest, so Alachas Kama V'Kama, why only worry about her modesty? He doesn't want to look. So let's respect that. And with this, we can answer the Ma'ar Shah, Bava Basra, Tazayin Amar Aleph, how did Avraham Avinu not look at Sarah? It says, Atoya Dati, now I know that you're so beautiful. What do you mean now? Because he didn't look at her before? What about Asa Adam Shikashi Isha Atshirena? Says Avraham Avinu was Makayim even Mili Darabanan, even Erev Tavshilin, Ayin Shem, and the Maharshal. So based on what we said, Avraham Avinu was an exception. For him, it was the Efshir, it was the Yoshev Ohalim. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Bris Karati Leinai, I made a covenant with my eyes, that if my eyes are only going to be connected to Kedusha, Ma'ez Bonin Al Basula, how can I look at a Basula, even to check her out, to marry her? And with this, that it's talui whether you should look at her first, it's talui the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel, that only according to Rabbi Akiva you should look at her, but not according to Beis Hillel. We can be makasha soif meseches kedushin l'tchilasa. That Beis Hillel holds b'kdicha tavshila, if she burns the dish, he's megarish her. That's because kvod ha'isha l'bayla v'shimusha o min ha'toyra. Kevin she'ovra zeh v'kdicha, so he's allowed to divorce her. Rabbi Akiva holds that kavod isha l'bayla is only to Rabbanan. And the Kloisenberger has a big arichus, simen and zayin and ches, begeder, kinyan ha'isha. Together, kinyan bailus bekedusha isha. That it's because she's meshua bedeslom and atar lechabdo leshamsho. Have a kinyan ke'ein eved v'oma. And therefore, that's a big discussion. What type of kinyan is it? So it's a kinyan that she's meshua to be lechabdo leshamsho. So if that's true, then we understand the kesher at the end of the mesechta. Whether or not Avraham Avinu was mekayim is called a torah kulan shelo nitna. Aye. What about the Kasha the Marsha? He wasn't a Kayim that it says also other than the Kasha the Shad Shirena. The answer is that we paskin like Beis Shammai, that Rak Biktiha Tavshilo, he's allowed to be Megarisher. And according to that Shita, we don't say also other than Kasha the Shad Shirena. It's something to do with seeing her. And if that's true, then Kavara Isha is the Baila. Vishimusha is Minatora. Not like according to Rabbi Akiva, holds that it's only the Rabbanan. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, even Matzacher is Naimenu. For him, there's no difference. Ikdicha Tavshila, Matzacher is Naimenu. According to Rabbi Akiva, Kavara Isha Vishimusha is only the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Beis Hillel, it's the kavod is daraisa, and therefore he's mechalik between ikdicha tavshilo and natsa motzacher is naimenu. That only motzacher is na, that only ikdicha tavshilo, that's grounds for divorce because kavod yishev shimusha is daraisa. That's the gather of the kinyan. And therefore, the beginning of the Masechta is a lashon of Isha Niknes. Isha Niknes is telling us that there's a sheep with Lechabdo L'Shamsha. And therefore, Kedicha Tavshila is grounds for divorce. And that's why Avraham Avinu didn't have to look. Avraham Avinu didn't have to look because that's only Lefi Beis Rabbi Akiva. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's not a Kenyan Shibud Min HaTorah. Lechabdo L'Shamsha. And that's why he holds that even Matzacher is Naimenu is grounds for divorce. Is grounds for divorce. But according to Beis Hillel, which is what the Gemara is trying to tell us according to this, it's only Hikdicha Tavshila because Shimush is Min HaTorah. And Mele Hikdicha Tavshila, she was over on that. And that explains to us what the Mechus HaKinyan is. The Mechus HaKinyan is Mamish HaKinyan. And the Shimusho, the Chabdo. This is not the Jewish Orthodox Feminist Alliance won't like this Mahalach of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Okay, there are other Mahalachim also that it's on the Kenyan of Ishus that has nothing to do with Shimush. But anyway, this is one approach. We don't have to get to the Askama of Jofa for every Advar Torah that we say. And we can also be medayik in the lashon of ha'yisha niknes. What's pshat ha'yisha niknes? Tosfos says it's hey the woman ha'yisha mevureres. That very clear woman mevureres. That's very clear who she is. So what's pshat ha'yisha? That it's mevureres. That he knows who she is. Because you shouldn't marry her until you see her. What about the niknes? That it's geder kinyan. It has nothing to do with seeing her. It has to do with it's a kinyan, kein eved ve'alma. So why should he have to see her? Because if it's a kinyan, kein eved ve'alma, then we hold like Beis Hillel, and that matzah cheres noyimenu was not grounds for divorce. It's only ikdicha tavshilo. So then why does he have to see her? There's going to be no very small remote chance he's going to divorce her for matzah cheres noyimenu. The answer is like we said, lechatchila he should see her. It's roi, like the Rambam and the Chinuch say. Therefore, it says ha'isha. It says niknes, because it's begeder kinyan, like a pasha to kinyan. But it's a nikne, but it's a ha'isha. It's better that he see her, that it's mavur. So again, we have a source for the minag of the Hasidim, not to see her, because the Rambam and the Chinuch, that it's not mamish aser. It's a yefsher, like the Beis Yosef says, because you have a chasin who's sanua. He doesn't want to see. Enye tzahara shal eitel mashein of rose. That's ki yefshir, so you should marry her anyway. Also, the parents see her. Maybe it's the kadosh shad shirena. You have to make sure that she's good looking. So, let the mother look. Let the mother look at her, and she says, "Yeah, she's a beautiful girl." And the boy says, "I trust my mother. She wouldn't lie to me." That would be another heter because the parents takadu, the mother takadus see her before. And then we have a teretz for the Rambam against the Ravid. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid said that you shouldn't look. That's why the Tzur B'mei Rabbanan has taken with him an Am Haaretz. So the Am Haaretz will look at her. Tzur B'mei Rabbanan is not looking. So maybe the Rambam would agree to that. The Rambam wasn't talking about the Tzur B'mei Rabbanan. Tzur B'mei Rabbanan, the Ben Yeshiva, he mamish doesn't want to look. So he should take an Am Haaretz with him. But everybody else, the Rambam was talking about everybody else. Everybody else is allowed to look. Okay, Yesh Laharich Bazeh, the Kloisenberger goes on in this tshuva and says a little bit more. And I'm hoping that in the next shiur we're able to see more, because we still never explained why the Ravid wasn't Masig in Hilchos Ishus. Definitely more to look into this fascinating sugya. And we should be Zoche, Lilmodul Lamed Lishma Velasos, and to reach high levels of Kedusha, that this shouldn't seem weird to us, that a boy shouldn't want to look at the kala before the wedding. It's a high level of Kedusha, Amish. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.